This month, the U.S. Mint released the last of four special Abraham Lincoln pennies. 2009 marked the 200th anniversary of Lincoln's birth. Not everyone is celebrating, though. There's been a long-running debate about the future of America's one-cent coin, and at least one store owner in Berkeley, California, has decided to take a personal stand. Andrew Stelzer went there to investigate whether the penny's days are numbered.
Alco Office Supply in downtown Berkeley is a completely average-looking store, with one exception. Hanging above the cash register is a sign that says, "We are a penny-free store." I wanted to find out just how serious they were, or if it was some sort of joke or a gimmick.
Thank you very much.
So while I'm here, I might get my 2010 yearly planner.
Cashier Andrew Allen told me with so many people using credit and debit cards, he only has to explain the no penny rule about once a day.
Going to cost you $15.53, or in cash terms, $15.50.
So if I give you, let's see what I got, 15, 53.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you to keep these 3 pennies.
You won't take them.
I won't take them. I refuse to take them.
If you're wondering if this is legal, it is. While all U.S. currency is legal tender for paying debts, public charges, taxes, and dues, the Treasury Department says private businesses can decide as a matter of policy whether to accept currency as payment, and if so, in which denominations. About a year ago, Gary Shows, the owner of Alco Office Supply, felt pennies were no longer worth the hassle for customers and cashiers.
One evening I had this idea that if we went penny-free and rounded everything down to the customer's favor, to the nearest nickel, if everybody was 4 cents, I think I decided that we would lose about $500 a year.
Show says that $500, including my 3 cents today, is likely overcome by customers who remember the store and come back. For Show's, it was an issue of convenience. But there are other numbers beginning to stack up against the penny. One big one, since 2006, producing a penny has cost more than 1 cent due to the rising price of zinc, the main ingredient in the coin. Then there's the issue of inflation.
It's important to separate the idea of something being used and something being useful.
Jeff Gore is the founder of a group called Citizens for Retiring the Penny. Gore points out that every year our currency is worth less.
There's just a very natural process where we have to retire currency. The penny used to be a useful coin, but it hasn't been useful for many decades.
But the penny's got some serious fans, not to mention lobbyists. Mark Weller is the executive director of Americans for Common Sense. He represents zinc producers, coin manufacturers, and coin collectors, among other penny-loving constituencies. Weller's economic theory is that if we got rid of the penny, prices of everyday goods would rise.
The alternative to the penny is rounding to the nickel, and that's something that will negatively impact working families every time they buy a gallon of gas or a gallon of milk.
Weller also argues that charities would suffer greatly without pennies. Only a couple miles away from the penny-free office supply store, Dagmar Sirota is weighing the pennies collected by a class of pre-kindergarten boys at Linda Beach Cooperative Preschool in Piedmont, California. She calls the pennies good cents.
Are these silver?
All the silver goes in a bowl, and the pennies stay on your plate.
In 2005, Sirota founded Good Sense for Oakland. Since then, she's helped school children raise more than $35,000 for homeless shelters, soup kitchens, and other charities. Today's haul of $159.54 will be donated to the local food bank. As you might imagine, she's a big fan.
Pennies are easy to ask for, and they're easy to give, and it's very easy for a child to say, "Will you help me support this nonprofit? Will you give me your pennies?"
Charities like Sirota's came out in force to object in 2002 and 2006 when Arizona Congressman Jim Colby introduced bills in the House to get rid of the penny. The bills went nowhere, and Colby's no longer in office. So it doesn't seem the Lincoln coin will be disappearing anytime soon. leaving penny lovers and haters to debate what makes sense, 1 cent at a time. Andrew Stelzer, NPR News, Berkeley.
You know each cloud contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.